April Fools, it's actually doing time with Arise Your Right tonight, and we have our guest, Deputy Mike, here. Hi, Deputy Mike.
Hi, how's everybody doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Great.
I think we want to start out with roll call.
Interrogation time.
So, your name?
My name. My name is Deputy Michael Gear.
Okay. Are you a senior or a junior?
I'm a junior.
Heard. Mm-hmm. Your nickname is Mike, I see.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And why do you like your job?
Why do I like my job? I don't know. My job is, you know what I like? It never is the same thing. You don't know what's going to each day bring. But I like my job now because I like being out here at TCTC. And I really like, I love doing this podcast with you guys. So it makes my life worthwhile.
Aw, we like doing the podcast.
I am really enjoying working with you guys. That's awesome.
Have you ever played a musical instrument?
You know, I tried the trombone in fifth grade. That lasted like about three sessions.
God.
And on seventh grade, I had this little drum thing for, I don't know what the class that was. That didn't go very well. That's it. That's my musical instrument.
You're not a singer?
I sing.
Can you show us a little bit of your vocal skills?
Yeah. I don't think I can. I can't do it. I can't. I sung Happy Birthday to somebody. Oh, I sung Happy Birthday to you. Yeah.
Okay, so what other talents do you have?
Talents? Mm-hmm. You know what? Like, I don't know, talents. I used to draw.
Are you a good drawer? Or
I used to be a very good drawer. I just, it's like if you don't draw all the time, you kind of like lose some of that talent.
I tried getting into drawing, but I couldn't do it. It's just, it's crazy to see, you know, people that can actually draw. I really like the subject. Like, just having that image in your head and then being able to put it on a piece of paper is just fascinating to me. It's
my best drawing I did. You know, you guys know who Eddie is?
Eddie who?
Eddie the E?
Like, Eddie?
Eddie from Iron Maiden.
Oh,
I know the skeleton.
Yes.
So I drew the Trooper. That's one of the songs. Mm-hmm. It was one of the cover. And it was awesome. Mm-hmm. And then I had it hanging in my locker, and somebody stole it. That was my senior year.
Somebody stole
Someone your stole drawing. My drawing, yep.
Wow. Jeez. It must have been that good then.
Somewhere out there is a thief with my picture.
Probably hanging on their fridge.
Hanging on their fridge. I hope they enjoyed it. I don't know. Talents. I'm sure I got plenty of talents. I just don't know what they are. I don't know.
Well, don't you play, like, card games and stuff?
I play cards. I play football.
Have you ever heard of Con? If not, I'm going to have to teach you. It's an amazing game. It's so much fun.
No, that I don't know how to play it.
Oh, it's such a fun card game, and you get so competitive.
What is it called?
Con.
So, all right, well, the breakdown, like, how do you play it?
You have six piles. Each person has six piles of four. And in the middle is four cards, and you're trying to make like a hand, like all one set, and you put it down, and like you have them all. After you have all sets, you say con, and that's the winner. It's so much fun and so competitive.
So is it like go fish, but until you get a full thing?
No, it's time. So like, let's say, so you're only gonna have one pile in your hand. You would look at this pile. Let's say I have two twos, a three and a four, and there's two twos out in the thing. You would put down the three and the four, pick up the two, and that set's done.
Okay.
It's so much fun. I love it so much. I learned it, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is my game.
I could teach you guys how to play Jailhouse Rummy.
I have no clue what that is, but it sounds good.
You guys, I'm on it.
You guys ever play Rummy?
I've played it once.
Like Rummy 500?
I've played it once and lost money.
I played Pickup 50.
There you go, pick them up.
I played Uno. Oh, Uno. I'm a killer at Uno.
Well, you know, I like the old Uno, this new Uno. I actually played the new Uno, and I had fun. I mean, there's a lot to it.
Is there a difference between Unos?
There's a lot of different.
Oh, my gosh. They got a lot of different variants of Unos anymore.
Yeah, they got
Dose, Uno Flip, Uno Dare.
Oh, I have no clue.
What is Uno Dare?
Yeah. You write down dares on the card, and if you, like, do that, you get to pick the person that does the crazy dare.
What else?
They have a lot of Unos. I just know Uno has started many fights in my family.
I thought that Uno was just Uno, you know?
No.
Uno's gone crazy.
They have a lot of
Uno gone crazy, yeah.
Yeah. You ever play Uno Spin the Bottle? Yo.
I played Uno Slap before.
What is Uno Slap?
Basically, it's like you play Uno, but it comes with this like little machine that has lights on it. And whenever somebody plays a slap card, you all have to press this button. Like, you all have your own buttons, like your own color buttons, and the last person to press theirs has to draw cards.
Okay, see, there's, like, so many Unos.
Yeah, this is completely off topic, but I'm jumping into another board game. There was a game that I used to play with my brother. And you put whipped cream on this hand, and you would put your face in it,
and you'd have to
tap it, or I think it was like a random.
Yeah,
click it. Something.
I don't know what it was, but my luck was terrible, and I lost like every time.
Somebody had it in my family because, like, holidays and stuff, on my wife's side, like. We get together, like all the cousins or whatnot, and they do all games. And somebody had it. I thought, isn't it almost? Somebody had the one like with the little
charades, almost.
I don't know. It had like the little thing here and the card. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love board games. Or Bop It. I'm a beast at Bop It. Let me tell you. Yeah, twist it.
Pull it.
Pull it. Too good.
Cards Against Humanity.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we can't play that one here at game night.
Mr. Headley, I don't think you could. You could be able to play.
I mean,
it's understandable why you can't. But
yeah. But it's the best game.
It really is. It really is one of the best games.
There's so many different ones of that one too. Like
now, there's supposed to be a G-rated like family version, but you know, even that's it's going to get
wild.
So it's like, because someone that I've had numerous requests, it's like. I'd love to play that one. That's my favorite game.
I know that, like, the variations. There's one called New Text Who Dis. And you gotta, like, put things together. Yeah. Oh, yeah. New Phone Who Dis.
I have it.
And then there's Apples to Apples
is kind of like Cards to Humanity. Yeah.
It's just like a
it's a
kid version.
One. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they don't make... they're not fun.
No,
yeah,
really, this isn't off the topic, because we do... I do game night.
Mm-hmm.
You do, actually. Yeah. Don't you have one coming up?
I do. Next Tuesday, last one. It may be the very last one.
No,
I'm off on Tuesdays.
I know I got to go on that one.
Yeah, this is
oh, yeah,
it.
You guys haven't gone to one yet, have you?
But, I'm off on Tuesdays.
What time is doing... is not doing time.
It's night, aren't they at like 5?
Doing time with the deputies. No, it's game night with the deputies. It's from 5:30 to 9. And I know that sounds like a long, long time, but it...
it goes by fast.
Well, yeah. The thing is don't get me wrong, I really want to go, but I do like an outside band thing. And I know, it's Tuesdays. So
What time are you done?
Around 8. Usually
come in for an hour. I'll be here.
Yeah, that's probably what it's like 20 minutes away, so yeah, I'll be there for like 30
we
minutes.
We get pizza,
but
stuff.
I'll go.
That'd be fun.
I'll make it as far as long as I can.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I almost moved it to 9:30, but then you know, with it, that's getting kind of late for some people. So
and school's the next day.
Yeah, it's school.
I got a baby mindset. I gotta go to sleep at like 11.
I'm a night owl, dude.
I'm
up till 5 a.m. like every night.
I see that.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Working on those stingers.
I wasn't sleeping yesterday.
See, I'm gonna bring in a feather. I'm gonna like hide it and then just come in every morning. like tickle them in the air or something.
To be honest, that'd be I think that would be actually really funny. If like if you just walked in to classes and you see somebody sleeping, you just
we'll start doing that, like the warm water treatment, and like start painting. You'll wake up, your face is painted.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, we should start painting your sleep, painting your face while you're sleeping.
You'll wake up. We all got these big glasses on.
Yeah, I actually, what was it? I think it was seventh grade. I had a teacher, and I used to. He would always put on CNN, and I would always fall asleep every single time. And one time, I woke up to a book slamming, and I looked up, and he was pointing a squirt gun at me. He didn't shoot me, but it was very scary.
Mr. Duran has one of those exact same stories.
Yo, you better not. You better not have a squirt gun.
I had a math teacher. He was also one of the varsity football coaches. I loved him, but he would kick your chair, like literally, ooh, bam, and you would come flying out. It was like,
yeah, just like that.
You just, yeah.
I remember it was like my first time ever sleeping in this class, because I don't really sleep in this class. I mean, I try to get everything done. I'm just taking a nice little snooze. You know, it's been a long day. Raj is just trying to take a nap. Duran comes and slams his keys on my desk. I jumped so hard, I almost peed myself. I was like, are you serious right now?
Yeah, I figure out the perfect amount of passing my classes and sleeping in the classes as well. But I'm like a pro when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm. What's your grade average?
It's something good. It's up there. It's a grade point average.
Oh my god, you know, my day, you would never be allowed to sleep.
Yeah, that's spooky. I'd be scared out of my mind.
Oh my god,
don't say that. Nate would be sleeping with one eye open.
One eye open.
I was watching a video the other day, and it's like I'm a woke koala. I just got a third eye. I'm just sleeping, and I just know everything that's happening around me.
So. You had no koala? Clue yesterday.
Yeah, a koala. What?
You had no clue yesterday.
I was out. I didn't know what I was.
Oh yeah, Raja, were you there for that?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
When he was just knocked out cold?
When he was sleeping and we woke him up by throwing the Danny DeVito pillow at him?
No.
We have videos of it. I'll show you after. Yeah.
I saw you sleeping when I walked in and when I came back.
It was spooky. It was very spooky. I didn't expect it. I was like,
You know, I found this like little leaf and I was like tickling his ear.
Nothing.
Nothing. There was like nothing there.
No.
I was waiting for him to, you know.
Just what?
No, it took a pillow like upside his head. Bam.
I'm a really heavy sleeper. I don't know about you guys, but whenever I sleep, I'm usually out.
See, it's weird because like only guy voices wake me up. Like if my dad's like wake up automatically. But like my sister's like get up, I'm like leave me alone.
Ooh, my dad hits me with the bus is coming, and I don't even get a bus. Yeah, but it hits me every time because I would wake up and get on the bus every single day. From, you know,
like, he's using your PTSD to wake you up.
Yeah, for real. It's spooky. I didn't expect it. It just hits me.
At States, they woke me up and like they took the blanket off me. I have a picture. I look so angry and like I hate the world. And I remember pounding on the boys' door because they would not wake up either. And I was like, no, if I gotta be up, everyone gotta be up. I'm not about to sit here mad. It was bad.
Yeah. It was spooky.
And I told them, I was like, don't wake me up. I don't want coffee. Took the blanket off me. I'm sitting, open the windows. And I'm like, dude, it's about to be a bad day.
Hey, not to get off topic, but so everybody can see, we have chocolate. It's chocolate milk day.
Chocolate milk.
I'll take some chocolate milk.
Oh, wait, there's my chocolate milk. I was like way up here. Chocolate milk.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. Don't look at that label.
Just love the chocolate milk. You know what I mean?
Yep.
We got our chalky milk today.
Are you ready? Move into the booking?
Yeah, I am ready.
The booking.
So, as we know, it's April Fool's.
It is.
We have questions for Deputy Mike today. Nate, you want to ask your question first?
Oh, yeah. All right. So, just jumping into it. What inspired you to make the podcast that we're all on today? You know?
Well, as you know, I started the game night, and the whole concept behind that was I wanted you guys to see, like, there was more to us than, I mean, when most people look at us, all they see is this, just the badge, and, you know, and they've already made up their decision whether you like us or not, don't like us, and you know nothing about me. And it's like, well, you know, I'm a person too. And, like, for me, like, I'm a father. You know, I have a family. I played sports. I grew up just like you guys. I did silly things just like you guys are doing now. And I guarantee you there's nothing you haven't done that I've already tried. So
don't make it a competition.
But basically, what it was is I was looking for another avenue to, like, reach out and, like, connect with the students. And I was, you know, and I was like, wow. And, you know, I had different ideas. It's like, well, what do I want to do? And I just came wandering in here. Mm-hmm. And I started talking to Mr. Duran.
Mr. Teacher.
And, you know, he was telling me about the Bigfoot thing, which was pretty awesome. I mean, that is. I mean, for, like, his students to go produce a television show. It's like, wow. And of course, you guys all know that I'm into my ghost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, of course.
So that's how it, I mean, that's how it kind of started rolling. We thought, well, we'll do like a big production thing. So we're like, you guys will record everything, and then we'll have a couple kids and we'll go ghost hunting together. And then we'll come here, like, you guys analyze all the stuff and see if we really have anything or whatnot, and kind of do the thing. And then actually we just started this podcast, and originally it was started off as, you know, chat time with Deputy Mike. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wanted my partner to do this with me, Deputy DeLuga, but it's just not his thing, I guess. And and then we ended up, I like the doing time that Mr. Duran came with that. He's like, well, what do you think about this? Because everybody's got something, chat something.
Right.
Hmm. Which, you know, I started seeing, because, you know, I didn't know anything about podcasting. Not a clue. I mean, all this is
new.
And I did start, you know, I was going out there, like, looking at some of the stuff, and he was right. It's like, chat this, chat that. And then he came up with the doing time, and the logo just blew me away. I was like, oh my God, I just, like, fell in love with it. And I was like, that's awesome. And well, and here you guys are. And, you know, well, Hayden and I started it. And we come a long way since him and I just started this. And then you guys came in. And, I mean, look what we've accomplished.
Yeah, it...
I remember when Duran asked us to do the podcast.
I remember him asking me to do stingers. Mm-hmm. Because we haven't done them, and I was like, oh, I was like, you know what? Yeah, sure. And I'm just thinking back. What if I was like, I don't really want to do the stingers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember him walking up to us like, I have a thing that can get you guys out of TC time. Are you ready for it?
That's one of the things that really kicked me, too. I was like, whoa.
I like TC's. I mean, I like everything, so I kind of already do TC's time, too. But I really do enjoy the podcast. Like, it was something I never thought I would be interested in, being in the cage all the time. I love the cage. I freaking, like, making the Emmys and everything like that makes me so happy and makes me feel accomplished.
So let me ask you guys something.
I don't think this is in the script.
It's not in the script. So, all right. So when he came up to you and started, because, you know, it's funny, when I was starting to come into this room, like, a lot of you guys, both classes, were, like, just quiet, you know. Nobody would even look at me.
Yeah, it's just me.
And so, I mean, what was you thinking about, God, like, working with me? Did it make you nervous?
I was excited.
I was a little nervous. I was a little nervous because I was afraid of, like, oh, no, what if I say something wrong or do something wrong? Like, what if I look unprofessional? And then I kind of just got over it, like, at the end of the day, you can re-record if needed, or, like, boundaries could be set. So it was something I had to get over, like, that fear of messing up or being a
I have that person. Fear. I mean, I have that fear almost every time I sit in this seat and start talking, to be truthful with you.
And it was, I mean, getting over it was really nice, and now I feel a lot more refreshed and happy that I did it, because it's one of my, like, favorite things to do. Like, I love telling people, yeah, I'm on this podcast called Doing Time with W. Mike or whatever. It's, like, one of my favorite things to talk about now.
I do agree with that. Whenever I like talking about it as well, because it's something I'm proud of. Mm-hmm. I like everything that we've done, everything we've worked with. And one thing that I was thinking about, whenever he talked to me about the podcast, this was after you were talking a little bit about your ghost hunting and stuff. So I had a feeling that you were going to be a cool person, and I'm so happy that I hit it right on the nail. I was like, man, this guy is cool.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nate here, my stressful little kid, stressful adopted son, you know, and I didn't know what a stinger was. Can you play a stinger for me? The stingers.
Which one?
Anyone. Just go ahead and pick one.
Interrogation time.
Well, since you work on the stingers, why don't you explain what the stingers are and what they're for and what they... Because this poor guy has been stressing. You know, as we go on, you guys have heard more and more, like, added into the show. Let me say that. And go ahead and explain what the stingers are.
All right. So basically, the stingers are like
transitions.
Yeah. Yes. I thought of it as like loop de loops on a roller coaster.
Mm,
like, you know, because you're going. Say it's just like you're going straight and boom, loop de loop into another different angle. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So
you don't like roller coasters.
I hate roller coasters. I can't stand them.
Me too.
But basically, the stingers. They just help you guide your podcast into a different scenario. So interrogation time, going into just like hobbies and stuff about the person, and then the booking, actually talking about the subject of the podcast, and then on and on, you know, doing the other segments and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they are important, I think, because, you know, it's, I don't think a lot of podcasts do it. Well, a lot of podcasts probably do it. But, you know, I feel like you need some type of repetition.
Right. And I feel like it ties it all together.
It, nice. It does. You
like
know,
a nice little knot.
Yeah.
When we first started this, it seemed like a big, you know, and it's hard to stay on track because you roll off a track quite a bit.
Yes.
And the stingers actually, like now, all right, so we have... The introduction thing, actually, the call out or what it
roll call.
Mm. So and then from there we go into
interrogation time, then the booking, then it goes to embarrassing moments,
and then shout outs, and then finally the actual, because it wasn't making any difference. Like at the end, where you hear me calling out of service, and then we keep talking.
Yeah,
because you know once I go out of service, I'm out of service.
Mm.
And that's and so like they all kind of roll together now,
mm-hmm.
and it does look it's going to be smoother because now it makes more sense.
Yeah, sure.
And but before we had any of them, it was like it was hard because you do it's like jump around, and
right.
you kind of get lost and it feels weird. And then with the string stingers. This poor kid is stressing. Like I'm waiting for his hair to start falling out. He's gonna be bald like me.
I had a dream.
Oh God!
He's dreaming about stingers now.
All right, and I had a dream, and I was finishing it, and I was like, oh man, this sounds really cool, and I went into the bathroom, and I was brushing my teeth, and I looked up, and it was like my hair was going back. Up here, and it was like it was so weird. It was everything
go
was
bald.
Gone. It was scary. It was very scary.
And I can't say enough about all of you, and even everyone in the cage. I mean, as you, this is my posse. So and you know the truth is, I don't know what to call the next group. I mean,
be the posse. They could be the crew.
The crew. But then what's after that? Because I mean, because you guys are now original also.
Yeah.
And they're the ones. I mean, they worked on all these stingers. They're putting the website together. This and I mean, it's cool. I come in here. I look forward to coming in here because you guys are all so energetic, even Nate when he wakes up. And it's funny because you all have your strong suits. And I just look forward to sitting down and going over things with you and talking like about what's going on with the next show or this show. And the other day when you guys thought it was your recording, and it was like you were all looking like sad, and I felt bad. It's like, well, we could record. No. <It's> like,
well, I mean, it's fun. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, all right, don't get me wrong. I like sitting down here, and I like talking in this environment. I also like being in the cage, switching the camera angles.
Oh, yeah, that seems phenomenal. Mm. Oh. Head nods.
I'll tell you what. There. As soon as you see the head movement, you know when to switch the camera to go, because they're going to talk. You know what I mean? So it's just, I really like both aspects of it, because this one, getting to actually have a genuine conversation with, like, you know, people on a podcast, and then people get to hear it. You know, they get to hear your view, and then people can, you know, join in. So I mean, like, I just like everything about the podcast.
In our quiet one, Melanie over here. But you know, she's come out of that quiet shell more and more, and I can't see her today. I'm so used to sitting where you're at and looking over at her. You know, oh, and you know, I mean, it's weird because that's where I expect her now. I think be next to her, and then I must say, when she's in the cage.
Oh, yeah.
I love the camera angles.
Uh-huh. My camera angle's phenomenal. And that's another thing. I do like that we switch off because it gives me the experience of, like, oh, I get to talk this time. But I also love listening to the podcast and stuff, like listening to the stories and then hitting the camera angles that look so great with the stories.
You are phenomenal with the camera angle. And then I just like hearing you talk. You just crack me up.
Never know what you're talking about.
Well, thank you.
I like hearing Milani, too, when she chimes in.
Speaking of, I have a question for you, Deputy Mike.
Okay.
How do you feel about coconuts?
Coconuts. Love it.
Oh, that scared me.
I just saw this thing flying at me.
I wasn't ready. That was spooky. Yeah. But
killer coconuts. That's yet to come.
That's yet to come, but there's a sneak peek.
Sneak peek of the killer coconuts. Oh, someone's just mass coming at me.
That thing kind of has some power to it.
Yeah, I know. That's big. Overshot so much.
You did.
Yeah, I don't think it hit me. I mean,
that was spooky.
Hey, I can do it again.
Yeah, no, you don't have good aim.
Just throwing that thing like a dodgeball, like bam!
Do the soccer throw.
That's okay. I'll get you next time.
So, a question I had was, before our class, what program did you visit the most?
Before coming in here? Well, last year, it was... last year was tough. There was three. Last year, what's the preschool thing?
Education, well, family services.
Yeah, well, it was education last year. It was because they were separate.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go down there with the now seniors, and we had deep conversation. They like conversation down there. Of course, animal science.
Oh, you like the animals?
Yeah. I like going in there, too, when they're grooming. It's cool. Hair's flying everywhere. It's like flying. It's like you got to, like.
I just want to go pet the dogs. I really
want to. Oh, yeah. I like seeing all the dogs. You know what? And a lot of them like being pet as they're being. And it's funny because they smile. I mean, they do. Dogs smile. And, you know, you can see that they're all happy. When Mike comes in, though, it's embarrassing. He screams.
No.
He's doing. Next week, I think next week. Oh, God.
You have a dog?
Yes, I do have a dog.
What's the name of your dog?
Diesel.
Oh, my aunt had a dog named Diesel.
He's a
fantastic dog.
He's a,
if you say pit bull boxer.
No, he's a, an Australian cattle dog in, what is it? An Australian Shepherd and cattle dog.
I am not surprised that you had a shepherd.
But together they make actually a, it's called a Texas Heeler.
Hmm. That's a.
They're a herding dog. Oh. I took my glasses off.
I want a sheep. I want a pet sheep or a pet goat.
That's so different. You just, can you imagine that? Just like walking into a house and you just like, no, just randomly out of
nowhere. You know
what? Hold on, I gotta throw my glasses.
I can see you
on.
Having a duck.
A duck.
A duck?
I'm scared of birds.
I think I would have a duck, to be completely honest.
We know you would have a duck.
I used best to have a emoji. Parakeet.
A parakeet?
Yeah, he was pretty cool. He would hang out on your shoulders. He would like come down. Oh, I had hair. Yes, I used to have lots of hair. But he'd hang here and give you like little kisses. He'd hang out on our, like before going to school, and he would sit our dishes and eat with us and
I'm
happy.
Scared of birds.
And he swore. He picked up the, you know.
So he was cool.
He was cool. See, it was pretty cool.
I'm scared of two animals that make no sense.
What are those?
Birds and horses.
Horses. Well, what do you mean they make no sense?
I understand the horses. The birds, though, listen, that's a little bit iffy.
But I don't know why. Birds like terrify me. They've always have.
So it, wait.
Here like, he is. This is Diesel. After his last trip here, he was all stressed out.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so
Diesel.
He's cute.
I don't know if you guys can. Wait. It's hard to.
Yeah, you want me to?
There he is.
Oh, that's amazing.
You got a new phone.
Who, me?
Did you?
No, it's the same old.
Oh. Same old, same old.
Same old, same old.
Gosh. I don't know if you guys noticed, but Nate finished his chocolate milk, and he was very excited about it.
He was.
Everybody, a round of applause for Nate.
Thank you, David.
Loves his chocolate milk.
It's fantastic. Chocolate milk is just so good. It's so good. Makes me happy.
It's pretty good. I don't know. If you could have any pet, what pet would you have? Like, any animal.
Yeah, that's hard, because I pretty much had everything I wanted. I mean, I've had a horse.
You've had a horse?
Yeah, I was on the mounted unit.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you used to ride horses?
I used to ride horses.
I'm so scared of them. I can't. That's fantastic. I've rode a horse before and I cried.
Are you serious?
I have
pictures. Do you know what? My horse, she was, they do have alpha horses.
Or they all, was all the girls, like all the horses girls?
No, you got some that have geldings that are boys, but mine was a her, Jade. She was
it's my middle name.
She was, you know, we would take her over. What is what's the Methodist church? They have a preschool over there. And Howland Methodist, Howland preschool.
I know what you're talking about.
So when my kids were there, they had like a big family day, like picnic thing. And they knew about me, and then so they asked if we would start bringing horses. So we would bring in my horse and my one buddy's horse. And it was funny because the police horses, like her, you could see a switch. Like, she was real gentle with kids. I mean, she would always, like, some horses don't look. She would always be, like, mindful of what was down. So she, I mean, literally wouldn't step on them. And then, when it was time to work, man, it's the switch, like, and it was, like, work time. And she headbutted a guy. We used to go down and work on Belmont County at the, what the heck's a big country thing they have down there? Jamboree in the Hills. Like 100,000 some people. I mean, a lot of people. And I liked patrolling at night. So we'd be paired up. And like when they left, there was like a highway. It's like, how can I explain this to you guys? So you have this big venue. Imagine this big hill and like 100, I mean, we're talking like 100,000 people. Easily. Thousands of people. And this isn't exaggerating. Like, on this big hill. And, like, you have campground. Literally, it's like campground A, but that was mostly, like, the workers. Campground B and C. And then, like, across Route 70 was campground G, H, and, I don't know, D something. But then there was, like, private ones around here. So people would, like, leave and cross this highway kind of thing, like 45 kind of, mm-hmm. but very busy. Mm-hmm. Busy like that road. And, you know, there's gates. Well, they would just go trample, and you got to control it so they don't get ran over. So they had me patrolling this section of fence and stuff. And this guy looked like a miniature Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm not lying. Comes out of the dark with his cooler. He's full of alcohol, you know, he's drunk. And I was like, hey, you got to go down to the entrance and gate to exit. And, you know, he told me what I could do with myself. And I'm like, nah, you're going to go down there. And this whole time he's talking to me, he doesn't realize I'm on a horse. It's like, yeah, dude, I'm like naturally like 8 foot tall. So, you know, he's like, I'm going. And he took a step forward, and she lowered her head, and her ears went back, and she headbutted him right in the chest and knocked him back. She did that on her own. I didn't do anything.
That's pretty cool.
And he like staggered back. And he's, like, looking, and it was funny because she lowered her face right into his. So it was, like, nostril to nose. And he's, like, staring, and she's staring at him. He's like, that's a horse. I said, yeah, it is a horse. And I said, she's about to come stomping on top of you if you don't listen. And he's like, she's looking mad. I said, yeah, she is looking mad. I said, I don't think she likes you. So he's like, he starts crying. He just starts busting out crying. And then he's like, I'm sorry. And he goes, I'm going to go down there. I'm like, that would be a good thing. To go yeah. And so he, and you know, off he went into the dark with his cooler. And I could hear him crying all the way down to the thing. It's like, but another cool thing is, like, we were, like, up. We were all, like, there was, like, five of us. And we're all sitting there. And, you know, I could put my reins down and I'd sit like this. And we'd all be talking. I mean, she wouldn't do anything. And then here comes another drunk staggering out of the dark. And he had one of those, have you ever seen, like, those, like straw hats, but with the real flingy thingies on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he comes. You know, a lot of people, and they love the horses down there. These, I kid you not, like these people come down. Like, you got these iHeart, they come down every year. And they, I mean, you'll see, it's crazy because you get there and like, it's nothing but fields, just an open field. And the next thing you know, you have everything from pop-up tents to tents, to $1 million rigs rolling in.
What's a rig?
The like big motor homes, like the $100,000 or $1 million. And I'm not exaggerating, like gigantic buses. And these people bring furniture. Like they'll do a setup and they'll have like couches and tarps and fire pits. And then they leave it there. They like when it's all gone, you see piles of junk. And they pull out. It's crazy because, I mean, literally, like, imagine you're standing here. There's no building. All the way from here down to 45, and it's just filled. And then in a couple hours, bam, you can't see down there, and it's nothing but campers and everything else from here to that road. And that's the distance we're talking. I mean, this is, to give you an idea of how big this place is, that literally, like, if we was here and the road's down there, that's a section of it. So that's a huge area, yeah. But anyway, so this guy comes staggering out. And a lot of people be, can I pet your horse? And because they're just, they know your horse. Mm-hmm. You come back every year, they don't know you. But, oh, there's Jade. Oh, can I give her some more carrots? And they, I mean, they literally, they those horses, they take care of the horses. But this guy comes out. Oh, he starts, and he's like, don't, dude, don't grab for her face. Well, I see her nostrils are like, and I'm like, oh gosh, here it goes. And that thing's like right on her lips, like the little fringy things. And all of a sudden you see her go, whoom. She grabs a hold of that hat, starts eating it. It pulls him right off his head. He's like, ah, you know. So he's like, he's playing tug of war with my horse, and she's like flopping him around, and he's trying to get his hat back, and she's chewing it.
I would be too, so if I was a horse.
He gets it back, and there's a huge bite like out on the rim. The like three of the fringes are gone, and she's just sitting there going. And he's like, he's mad. He's like, oh, look at my hat. Oh, I was like, and I'm like, oh, dude, you got a special souvenir. And then the other guys are like, oh, yeah, yeah. And he's like, what do you mean? He goes, I was like, dude, you got the only hat here that a police horse took a bite out of. And he like looks at us all. He goes, dude. He's like, that's cool. Look at that. He puts it on. Dude, he's like this. He's like, dudes. And we're like, dude. Back and forth. He's like, he feels it. He's like, oh, dude, that's awesome. Look at that. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, dude, you want her to autograph it? He's like, oh, it's awesome. And then off he went, off into the dark, and that was the last we ever saw.
That's not the last we ever saw.
But it's, I mean, the place is cool. You guys ever hear the movie Phantasm?
Phantasm. I don't think I have.
Oh,
no.
It's, okay, you guys gotta Google it or look it up. It's a, was it a 70s horror? And it was like, I don't even know what they called the guy. He was creepy. He was like a 6'5". I don't know. He was like a, Undertaker. And there was this hearse in it. Well, it turned out to be a couple hearses. But I was like cruising around the one campground up there, and I look over, and there's this hearse. I'm like looking in, and I'm like, man, that thing looks familiar. And I'm going over, and I'm like looking at this hearse just sitting there in the around all these other campgrounds. It was from the movie. Yeah. And the guy, like, I start talking to the people. He breaks out this certificate from, was it Universal or Warner Brothers? I can't remember who made it.
I don't know the movie, so.
Oh, God, you guys got to look it up. Oh, yeah. They had, like, these, like, metal balls that, like, these spikes would come out and chase you down and, like, kill you. Like, oh, yeah. But it was the hearse from that, one of the hearse from that movie. And he told me, actually, he's like, he goes, yeah, it was a real hearse. The studio bought it. I'm like, it was used? He goes, oh, yeah, this is legit. He goes, it's haunted. I start laughing. I'm like, okay, it's haunted. He goes, no, we call him George. And his wife was like, oh, yeah, he'll be laying there and, like, roll over. And then, like, I guess this dude's kind of, like, looking at you. It's like, ew. I don't think I'd be sleeping in this thing. Right. It kind of freaks me out anyways. But they loved their hearse, and it was like, yeah, it was, I mean, it's crazy, like, who you meet down there, but anyways.
It sounds pretty crazy, if I do say so myself. Like, that's just, that's, man, you got a lot of stories.
Hmm. We're running out of time.
Oh, let's hear these questions. Come on, guys.
Oh, yeah, might as well get the rest of the questions in while we're here.
What made you want to be a police officer?
When I was, I don't know, 4 or 5. Actually, I was, some guy tried kidnapping me. I lived on the west side of Warren, but then it looked a lot different. All I can remember about this guy is he was white and he had, that classic, like, 60s cut, like, I don't know, there was like a military cut kind of thing. And I don't know. I mean, I was small, so to me, the guy was big. He had a white T-shirt on. I can't, I tried seeing his face. I can't see his face. I could see his hair, I could see some of his features, but I can't. You know, I cannot picture this guy's face.
Sounds like he almost got kidnapped by Slim Shady.
I don't know, but he picked me up, started running.
That's a perfect description.
And I started screaming, and back then, man, the neighborhood, they like looked out. Everybody knew everybody, yeah, like on that street.
It's still like that.
And before he knew it, he had a mob. Like a legit mob chasing him down, so he like threw me. I went flying, and my dad was in pursuit too. So yeah, and my dad and God, like they were just pouring out of the houses.
Wait, so was your dad a police officer as well?
No, no. Oh, okay. But good friends of ours, Gilmore's, lived at like I lived on Hamilton Street, and they lived on Austin Avenue, and he was a Warren City cop, and his daughter was a cop. You know Gilmore's Pawn Shop?
I think so.
They owned that. But my family, we're all intertwined. I mean, mm-hmm. my family grew up with him.
And right.
My mom grew up with his wife. But and I, you know, and then it was like him, actually. I mean, I went over, and I saw all of his cop stuff, and I was like, wow, this is cool. And, you know, he always scared the hell. Heck out of me. He was always nice, but he was scary.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked going over there to look at all of his stuff. And I don't know. I mean, from that time on, I just wanted to be a cop. I wanted to save the world. And then I found out after doing this job, the world don't want to save. So here I am.
So this is a question that we've talked about before. I think we kind of touched base on it a little bit. How do you like try to fit in with us high schoolers? Because I remember you saying like, when you first came, it was kind of hard to like sit down and connect with us.
Well, I didn't want to come here. Yeah, and then I thought, you know, I only get to I only see you guys, you know, two years, and the whole idea behind the resource officer thing is with most schools. You get there and you have kids all the way from kindergarten
mm-hmm.
to senior. So, I mean, you have all that time to bond with kids and
right.
get close to them and where they begin to trust you and you make a friendship
mm-hmm.
and whatnot. And here, it's hard. I mean, well, you would think that it would be hard because I got 2 years. 2 years to come into your life and make a bond.
Right.
And then I found out. Actually, you guys taught me that I was kind of wrong. I was truly wrong on that aspect. And a lot of you guys just, I don't know, it's like you're looking for somebody just to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Or you need somebody to talk to. And now, I mean, there's no other place I want to be. I mean, this is where I belong, I feel. And I don't know, I just... After, like, talking to you guys and stuff, I just talk. My first year, I would, like, walk in front of people on purpose. Because, you know, a lot of you guys will look down, won't even look up. Because mm-hmm. You don't want to make eye contact. So right. I would force them to make eye contact with me. And, you know, just say hi. And then after a while, you know, it would just start, you know, I would just, hey, hi. But, you know, one of the teachers pointed out, they're like, you know, you're like, you're the most wave to person.
Right.
He goes, I've never seen these kids wave to
anyone
really. He goes, every kid that's pulled out of here almost waves to you. And they still kind of do. So I was, you know, my arms get tired after a while. and then I get, you know, hey, you didn't wave at me. So I said that to kids. I was like, well, you didn't wave at me. But yeah, sometimes it's hard. I mean, because I'm trying not to get ran over in the intersection. Because I am there actually directing traffic. So, you know, I try to pay attention to everyone leaving so I can wave while not trying to get ran over. And I, you know, like, couple weeks ago almost got hit 3 times. Deputy DeLugo a couple weeks ago almost got hit twice. It's scary out there. And you know, I think I told you guys this, a resource officer, I don't know what school, it was in Ohio, I believe, but he was directing traffic and he was killed. Somebody ran him over. So it's scary. I mean, it's kind of dangerous because people don't pay attention.
Yeah, especially as teenagers, we have our moments.
Yeah. Oh, everybody has their moment. And, you know, the truth is, with here, it's not students. It's mostly the adults coming in here that I have to worry about more than the kids, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My last question is, what's a piece of advice you'd give all high schoolers or all of us?
As far as to what?
Anything. Just a piece of advice. Wise words from Deputy Mike.
Wise words from Deputy Mike.
Oh, I think I know what you could say.
Good thing it's not wise words from Nate.
I'm just saying.
I could say this. You know what? Nothing worth having comes easy, which is true. I mean, if there's something that you want, you gotta. If there's something you truly want and you want to do, you gotta go for it. And nothing worth having is ever going to be easy. And I mean, because if it was, it wouldn't be worth having.
Right.
And
that's good.
And it takes a lot to get to whatever it is you want to do in life professionally.
Right.
And the name calling, hey guys. The name. I want to meet this person. This person said, who cares what somebody said? You know what? If I had just a penny for every name that I was ever called, especially doing this, I'd be a billionaire. I wouldn't even be sitting here right now. I'd be on my own island somewhere. I mean, because it doesn't matter what somebody says. It doesn't. They don't matter, truthfully, in your life. You have your life. You have your life. And what somebody thinks about you, unless you're going to put stock in it, it doesn't matter. It's just an opinion. And their opinions don't matter. And you guys, as you go through life, you'll learn that. I mean, I could sit here and tell you that. Sometimes it just takes a while for people to process,
right.
Even adults. But it's, you got to let things roll off your back because they're just not worth getting upset about. I mean, truthfully. You can't control things. You can't control what people think. And when it comes down to it, you know, the two people that you love, the people that love you, that's what matters. And what's being said out here or out there or even further, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. You're going to go to sleep, you're going to wake up, and you're going to feel good about yourself. So remember that.
That's good.
Those are some good advice. Good
words. I try.
Mm-hmm.
Now into my favorite segment.
That's embarrassing.
Let's get into our embarrassing story.
I got a lot of those. All right. So I think you guys know I like camp. Did I told you?
Yeah.
So we used to go tanning. Not no more. Tanning's not my thing no more. But we'd go up to Cook's Forest. And it started with taking my nieces up there and then my sister-in-law. And then eventually it got bigger and bigger. So, I don't know. Back in the day, everybody got Tupperware now. But believe me, back in the day, Tupperware was like gold. And it was expensive. Plasticware. Now you can just go down to the dollar store and buy all the plasticware you want.
Yeah.
So... Raccoons are pesky little things, and they're smart. So when you go camping, let me give you some advice. You garbage, you hang it up where they can't get to it, or better yet, you lock it into your
tent?
Car. No, or, not your tent. Oh, they'll get in your tent. Don't. Never put food in your tent. Rookie mistake number one. those little raccoons will sniff that baby out, and so were bears, and you'll find something in your tent that you don't want in there, or they'll tear your tent apart. You got to, pack everything tight, like your coolers. What we do, you take all your folding chairs, you pack it all tight, between the benches and stuff. I'm telling you, man, those raccoons, they I think they take classes on how to get into people's stuff. So, and it's funny because as you're there experience, you always hear these new people. Say, quiet time is, from 10 o'clock till, 6 a.m. is quiet time in the park.
Quiet time with Deputy Mike.
Yeah. And you hear somewhere out in the distance, people screaming, and they're like, oh, I got those cones. And you know that someone just got raided.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's like, oh, amateur. You say, and it's funny. You hear other campgrounds, their sites, they're laughing like, amateurs. But so anyways, one night we got hit, actually. And I would always sleep in my underwear. And it was, you know, back in the day, they were just tidy whities.
Oh, God.
I slept. So next thing I know, my sister-in-law screaming, the coon's got our Tupperware, my Tupperware. So I she's like, get my Tupperware. So I go chasing this raccoon down. Everyone's laughing. We're running past all, you know, I'm glowing. You know, here goes a white streak. Whoosh, glowing with my white tighties. Everyone's laughing at all the campsites. And I'm chasing this raccoon for this stupid Tupperware bowl. And I chased this coon all over the place. And it finally dropped it. And so I come back. I'm proud. It's like, hey, I got this Tupperware, you know. And I'm waving to everybody. Everyone's laughing, you know. And I get back to our campsite. My sister-in-law looks at me. She goes, oh, that's my old stuff. She could have had that. I just wanted to throw it at her. Like,
are you serious?
Yeah.
Woke me up out of my sleep for that?
Yeah. So.
I ran in front of everybody in my tidy whities for some old Tupperware.
Oh, yeah. You know, I had a lot of applause.
Yeah.
Next day, everybody waved, you know.
Hey. They all knew you.
They all knew
you. Are a waveable person. So.
Yeah. So that is my embarrassing moment that I'm sharing.
That is fantastic.
Are you ready for our shout-outs?
The shout-outs? Yeah, I'm ready for it.
It's shout-out time.
Shout-outs.
I don't know about you guys, but
I have a little shout-out to, like, just the cafeteria people for, you know,
the chocolate milk.
Fantastic.
Shout out to Deputy Mike for buying it for us.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Deputy Mike. Shout out to Deputy Mike for letting me be the host today.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I thought this was a really fun twist.
Okay. I just burped it to my mouth. For my chocolate milk.
Yeah, chocolate milk.
Shout out to Nate for coming up with doing time with Deputy Wright.
Yeah.
Yeah, facts. Shout out to our crew. You guys are great. Mm-hmm. Love you all.
Everybody in it.
Everybody in the cage back there.
It really is a fantastic production that we're, you know, doing here.
Very
so.
Proud of us.
Well, I'd like to give a shout out to all you guys, all my posse, in the cage and out. I love you guys. I do.
We love you
too. Because without this,
of course,
this wouldn't even exist. And you do. You know what? I get excited. I mean, coming in and, like, show me everything you guys, like, the website and all that cool stuff. And you guys are awesome. You know,
thank you.
You are. You're awesome. And this is awesome. So.
I mean, yeah, look, we got walls.
Yeah, we got walls. We got actually more walls coming.
Yeah,
you know,
we do got more walls coming.
Yeah, actually, do you know what? My chiropractor was watching this.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He had I kid you not, it's like a 70-inch TV up in the one, like little exercise thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, so, you know, there we was. And he must do podcasting or something because he's standing there and he's like, that's pretty nice. And he's like, he looked at the stuff we had on the table. He's like, wow, you guys got a lot of money invested in this.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's school money right there.
That tells me that, yeah, he knows something about podcasting. And, you know, the school has been very
generous.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's that's what's exciting is that there's, you know, to be somewhere and have them, like, back you and be behind it. And, I mean, they've invested a lot of money for us to do this. And, I mean, we got our handy-dandy new little walls, and we got more walls that actually I think are here.
Yeah, hopefully.
And something else was just purchased. I can't remember.
Oh. To get rid of the tripods, we're going to get rid
that's
of that.
That's right, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Panels.
Camera thingies.
Oh, yeah, and we're going to get panels in the back. It's going to be so exciting.
Soundproofing.
Yeah.
So. I like hearing about what is going to happen and then watching it happen before
me so
my
excited.
Eyes.
Yeah, that is cool.
It really is amazing.
But, you know, I do have a couple shout-outs. We did a shout-out why you guys were gone and it never really got aired. So a lot of people didn't hear it. But it's hard to remember everybody, you know. It's like March, and I did say this. Like, I got so many family members and friends that, like, God, like, everybody was born in March.
It's my grandma's birthday today.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Grandma.
Love you. Happy birthday. We love you.
Happy birthday.
Yep. Happy birthday.
And all my stepdads was yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. And then I think I actually mentioned my sister with us. Mm-hmm. But my sister and my youngest brother are both on the same day, which is the 12th. So
are they twins?
No, actually, she's my stepsister.
Oh.
How about that? So my real brother and my stepsister have the same birthday, which is kind of cool. So happy birthday, Dana and Jason, again. Love you guys.
My birthday's in the month of April, so.
I'm a Taurus. You know, you know what Taurus is?
I'm a crybaby Cancer. Give me a fist bump. I am too. Pisces. There we go.
May, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, mine's an April Taurus.
So you're at the end.
Yeah,
you're at the beginning.
I'm right at the start.
I'm towards the end, yeah.
Yeah. We're the start and the finish of it.
Yeah. You get bullheaded.
Yes, he does.
You're ready to say our goodbyes?
For now.
All right.
For now.
This is 22. I'll be out of service.
I had fun.
Yep. Take care, everybody.
Happy April Fool's Day.
April Fool's
Day. April Fool's. See you, see
Thank you.